Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now, I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. Hey friend, we made it. We made it through the holidays, at least the first one. November was a whirlwind. I don't know about you, but I could not catch my breath. I honestly, in 10 years of having a photography business, don't think that I have ever experienced a busier November ever. I don't know what it was. I mean, obviously it was the booking sessions, but a lot of it too was like the family stuff and just feeling like I couldn't catch up. So we finally got the Christmas tree up. It took us the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which still might be quick, you know, just depending on some of you probably don't even have your tree up, but that was like my one goal. It's what the kids kept asking for. And so we finally did it. Thank goodness. So that's up and I'm enjoying the last handful of galleries when I'm editing, looking over at the Christmas tree, and it's giving me all of the holiday vibes. So I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know it's been a couple weeks, you know, now by this point, but nonetheless, I hope it was awesome for you. Today, I want to dive into pricing and specifically pricing your photography packages in the very beginning. So I'm going to walk you through some steps, some guidance into how do you make this happen. I'm also going to cover things to avoid. So consider this your free mentor here, right? Telling you what to avoid because either I've already made these mistakes or I have seen my clients make these mistakes. And then I'm going to end with some helpful tips as well. So let's dive into three steps to setting your prices and booking more clients. Number one, this is the most obvious and the one that I've repeated so many times, but you have to price your sessions profitably, even from the very beginning. If you are on day one of your photography business, you still need to charge profitably. And this is where this number changes for everyone. I have my pricing for profit formula. It's a free training. If you've never watched it, check the show notes. We're going to have it linked there for you. And I want you to walk through this training because it really is going to take into account your lifestyle, your session availability, your goals, what you want to hit, your tax percentage, all of the things that are unique to you and your life. And you're going to be able to input all of these numbers into a formula, and that is going to spit out where your prices need to start at. So if you've never gone through that, definitely make sure that you go through that free training. If that's all you ever got from me and you were charging profitably, then I feel like I've done my job well. So this is the backbone to your entire business. If you come out swinging and you're charging profitably, your business is going to be profitable and sustainable for years to come. If you start in the beginning and you're not charging profitably like I did, right? I made this mistake. Then that's when you run into problems. And that's when it's 10 times harder to gain clientele that respects you. When you want to raise your prices, this is what's going to keep people coming back to you and booking you and sticking with you through it all. And I felt like in the beginning when I was charging $50 a session, and then eventually I raised it to 75, and then I raised it to 100, right? Even that was like teeny tiny, not really profitable at all. It doesn't matter if you have a full-time job or a part-time job. You've got to price your sessions profitably because it matters. So just because you're like, well, this is just fun money, that doesn't mean that you're exempt from running your business profitably. And this is where you guys are hearing the term CODB, cost of doing business. And that's exactly what I'm covering in my pricing for profit formula. But we're also going to take into account some other things as well. And then that way, when you're booking sessions and you're making money, you know that every session is getting you an inch closer to the goals that you've set for yourself. So that is first and foremost, step number one, please price your sessions profitably. Number two is to craft packages that support your client experience and showcase the value you bring as a photographer. So this is a point that I don't think I've talked enough about to the public, right, on the podcast. Now, this is something that we go into a deep dive inside of the From Broke to Booked Blueprint program. Again, if you've never checked that out, feel free to check that out. It's in the show notes below. But when it comes to crafting packages, I really want you to not just throw together packages that you see someone else has in your area. I have been there and done that. I've used other photographers as inspo for what my session should look like. Now, with that being said, I've never just absolutely copied somebody. I was just curious what they included in their packages. And what I want to say here is, there's so many generic ways of listing out what's included in packages and how people price themselves that they're kind of just all blending in together at this point. And this is where I want to challenge you. I don't just want you to have, you know, a couple of packages for your people to choose from and then it be bare bones and boring and not showcase the value and the client experience that you're bringing. You need to be thinking, how can I showcase my expertise? Even if you're a beginner, you have something to bring to the table. It's very easy when you're just getting started in business to think, man, I'm a nobody. I don't have any talent yet. I need to do everything I can possibly do to learn. And you don't feel like you have value to bring. But that couldn't be further from the truth. You do have value to bring. And if you are, you know, that quote unquote beginner photographer and you're listening to my podcast, you are leaps and bounds ahead of where most of us were when we started our photography business. So the fact that you have this resource is more than enough for you to come out of the gates swinging in the beginning and showing off your value and your client experience. So for this particular step, I do have a client experience episode that we're going to link as well. And the only reason why I'm doing this is because I think listening to this episode and then going and listening to that client experience episode, it's going to help you really wrap your mind around everything that goes into running your particular photography business. And I think it will encourage you, if you're still stuck in this low-end pricing mindset, I think this will encourage you to increase those prices because you want to make sure that your packages are a direct reflection of the experience you are bringing to these people. And your value and your expertise, that comes through every client that you have in your business. So that will only grow from the beginning. So number two, making sure your packages are supporting your client experience, both financially and showcasing the value, right? So that's what you're looking for on number two. Number three, okay. This is kind of a pet peeve of mine, and I need you to uncomplicate your pricing. So can we just have numbers that make sense? So for number three, when you are pricing your packages, now when you go through my pricing for profit formula, it's going to spit out a random number. Let me give you an example. It might spit out $413.79 as a starting point for you, okay? you're not actually going to set your session price at $413.79. That doesn't even make sense. You're going to round up to the nearest number that actually makes sense. So a couple of contenders would be taking that $413 and rounding it up to $425 or $450. That makes sense. Numbers I've seen that don't make sense, $299, $221, $111. I'm trying to think of another one that I saw, $68.90. Guys, these do not make sense. You are in an industry that needs to be straightforward. You are in an industry that's a little bit more, if you want to call it luxury item, you can call it that. It can definitely feel that way. And so you need to be using easy, whole numbers that anyone's brain can calculate, not $413.79. So examples of this could be a package that's $300, a package that's $550, a package that's $1,200. So that's very straightforward, very easy to split into, you know, a multi-payment if you wanted to do that, or at least split it into a retainer and a remaining payment. Okay. Very easy on people's brain. So please don't overcomplicate your pricing. Have easy, straightforward, whole number pricing. So those are the top three steps to setting your prices and booking more clients. Now, I'm going to recap those really quickly, and then we are going to dive into things to avoid and some helpful tips before you go off and start creating your packages. So again, the three steps: number one, price your sessions profitably. Number two, craft packages that support your client experience and showcase your value. Number three, use easy, straightforward, whole numbers when pricing your packages. So that is the three steps. Now, I want to talk about some things to avoid, especially when you are a beginner photographer in your first year, your first few months, your first 2 years, whatever that means for you. If you quit your business and you restarted it and there was a period of time where you weren't running your business, I would consider you back in the beginner stage of photography, because this industry is always, always changing. Okay. So here's some things to avoid. I want you to make sure that you are not offering free or super cheap sessions for too long. This is probably the number one mistake that I see. People come to me and they say, I really want to work with you, or I really need your blueprint program. I am just not profitable. And then I ask why, and they say, because I have a tendency to give sessions away for free. I just can't stop giving cheap sessions away. Okay, guys, that absolutely is a problem. And a lot of that is that somewhere it's a mindset issue. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel good enough. You are constantly comparing yourself. Maybe you're just in fear that someone's not going to like your work, or they're not going to support you. And you have to throw all of that away and step out anyway, right? Step outside of your comfort zone and do it anyway. If you're going to run a photography business and you want this to actually impact your life, and you have goals that you want to hit, you have got to stop shooting for free or cheap. Does this mean that you can't do things for free or for discounts? No, but you need to be very careful about how many you do. So if you're a beginner, I recommend that you do no more than 5 free or discounted sessions to build up your portfolio so that you have images to showcase, use on social media, have in your galleries, have on your website. After that, you've got experience under your belt. You have 5 different clients that you've worked with. You have an opportunity for 5 reviews or testimonials. Now it's time to charge for your work. So once you've hit that 5, then it's time for you to actually price your sessions profitably. Next to this would be very careful that you don't become someone that offers discounts all the time. Do not become a Bath and Body Works where people never pay for a single thing for full price. Why? Because they always offer discounts and sales, and people will wait around for that. This is the hardest habit to get yourself out of and to not build up being a photographer, right? So just know, again, it goes back to the mindset stuff. Let's go to the root and figure out what is actually keeping you stuck. You do not have to offer discounts to your family and friends, and you don't have to offer discounts to anyone that says they can't afford you. Let them save up. Let them go use another photographer that's not running their business legally or profitably, that drops the ball on them, because there's plenty of them out there. The nightmare stories are all out there. And then let them get burned, and then let them come crawling back to you and let you work with them. Guys, this has happened to me more times than I can count. So you guys have to stop giving discounts just because you want a booking so badly. All right. Charge profitably and stand by your price. The next to this would be, again, be very cautious that you don't become the mini session photographer unless that truly is the niche you want to go into. If that's what you want to be known for, you have a studio, you want, that's all you offer are mini sessions, and that's how you want to build a profit, amazing, have at it. But I'm willing to bet 99% of you, that's not what you're after. So be very careful that you aren't mini session photographer of the month every single month, because you've got to have your emphasis on your full priced sessions. It's okay to offer minis. I still do minis a couple times a year. Notice I said a couple. I didn't say every other month. I didn't say every 3 months, right? No, just a couple of times. So maybe one in the spring, one set in the fall, and then Christmas minis. And that's really the only minis that you will see from me. Occasionally, there might be a random one that I do, but really, I would rather put my effort and my emphasis on my full price sessions than my mini sessions. This last thing to avoid is, and this is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. So this is something that I see as well, and I think it's something that's not talked about enough. And that is, I want you to be careful when you are going through the pricing for profit formula and you get, like, let's say you are brand new, you've been dabbling in this for maybe a month, and you have been not really charging, but just kind of doing like model calls and some free shoots and stuff to build up your portfolio. But now you go through my pricing for profit formula. You have big goals. You have a big, big goal. You have no experience under your belt, and you just learned how to literally shoot on your camera this year. Okay, here's my caution to you. You can't come out of the gate swinging, asking for $500, $600, $700 and not have the quality to back it up. So this goes back to camera. What gear are you using? Because sometimes, guys, that really is the easiest fix. It's not to say that, oh, if you don't have the nicest camera, you can't charge profitably. Nope, I didn't say that. But you have to pay attention to, do you know how to edit? Do your images look high quality? If you're trying to compete in a certain pool or a certain range of other photographers, does your quality match up to theirs as well? If not, then that's your number one focus is, okay, now you know what your goal is. So you're going to have to scale it back a little bit. You're going to have to step, you know, do some stepping stones to get to that goal. And you've got to hardcore work on your lighting, your settings, your editing, all the things so that you're up to par with that pricing for profit number that you got in the formula. So that's just one thing I want to caution a few of you on is, okay, yeah, I think she's talking to me and I agree. Like, I don't think my, it's not like you don't think it's worth it, but it's like, you know, okay, you're right. I've got to work on my editing, or you're right. My quality of images, like they look blurry. They're not in focus on hardly any of the images. The colors are weird. None of my sessions are consistent. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So there are, I know this is hitting who needs to hear it. And it's my caution to you that you've got to have the quality of images also meet up with the price that you are asking for. Okay, so now we're going to transition. We are almost done. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're having aha moments. I want to leave you with this tip. I recommend no more than 3 packages for your niche. And I am not going to turn this into a niche episode. There are so many other episodes that you can listen to about niching. Everybody here knows how I feel and knows what works. And that is having a niche. The quicker you niche, the quicker you specialize, the quicker your business will grow. So that's all you need to know about that. And so once you decide on your niche, I recommend no more than 3 packages, especially when you're a beginner, for so many reasons, mainly because you need to test and see at the end of your first full 12 months as a photographer, you need to be able to look back and tell me which was your most popular and which was your least popular package, because that is going to tell you everything you need to know to redo them and make them better. If you want to raise your prices, that's going to tell us important information as well. The other thing is, I want you to stick with your prices for a minimum of 3 months. So I put 90 days in my notes. That's 3 months. You've got to stick with it. A lot of times people will say, I don't have any bookings. No one is booking me. But then I always follow it up with, but are you getting inquiries? Are people even reaching out? And usually the answer is no. So it's not necessarily a pricing problem. It's a visibility problem. You're not even getting people interested in working with you, let alone converting into a booking. So I want you to take a hard look at that. And then I'm going to give you a guideline. So here's my best tip right here. You should be converting. This is for my beginners in photography. Okay. I would say 2 years or less. This is you. You should be aiming to convert a minimum of 40% of your leads. So for every 10 people who inquire to work with you, you're looking to book 4 out of those 10. That's what you're looking for. If you're not doing that consistently for 3 months, you absolutely don't need to be changing those prices anytime soon. We need to figure out what's missing. And that's when we would go down and figure out and rip your business apart and figure out where is the missing link? Where are you losing your people? But 9 out of 10 times, it's not a pricing issue. There's always something else, visibility or value. All right, guys, that's all I have for today's episode. I hope this was helpful. I know even for those of you that aren't a beginner photographer, there were still many aha moments here, especially going into a new year. This is a great episode for everyone. I'd love to hear your takeaway. So come share with me. Show me that you're listening to this. Screenshot right now. Screenshot right now. Take a picture. Am I in your car with you? Am I on a walk with you? Are you doing laundry? Are you cooking? I want to see where you're listening to this podcast. It is the coolest thing ever to know that my voice is airing around the world, and I want to see where my voice is at today. So, all right, guys, that's it for today. I'll catch you over on Instagram or inside the Facebook group.